My name is Trish Ware, and I am obsessed with all things pregnancy and birth, and helping you to navigate both the practical and the magical seasons of this journey called motherhood. I'm an all-day coffee-sipping mama of seven. I've had the amazing privilege of delivering many babies in my 15-plus year career as a labor and delivery nurse and as a mama of seven. I'm here to help you take the guesswork out of childbirth so you can make the choices that are right for you and your baby. Quick note, this podcast is for educational purposes only and does not replace your medical advice. Check out our full disclaimer at the bottom of the show notes. Good morning and welcome to The Birth Experience with Labor Nurse Mama, your go-to podcast for moms and moms-to-be who are navigating this incredibly amazing journey of pregnancy. I'm Trish, and you may know me as Labor Nurse Mama. I am here to guide you through the weeks of 14 to 16 of your pregnancy. Whether it's your first time or you're like me and you've had a ton of kids, you're a seasoned pro, there's always something new and exciting and happening during these weeks. And I know that with each of my pregnancies, I was still researching and reading and wanting to know, because it's not like you're like, oh yeah, I've done this before. I remember what's happening at week 14. No, you totally forget because now you're a mom and you have kids. So today we're going to dive deep into what these weeks mean for you and your sweet little person you're growing, from the changes that are happening in your body to the developments that are happening inside your womb. And what you can expect at your prenatal appointments, whether you're walking outside right now, you're sitting at home, cozy on your couch, or you're on your commute, let's talk about this beautiful part of pregnancy as you're entering into the beginnings of the second trimester, which I love second trimester. I don't know about you guys, but you notice such a shift most of the time. Now, with Lainey, I did not. I was sick. I was tired. I was also in nursing school, so I think that's why. But most of you guys are probably feeling a little more energetic at this time, and hopefully your morning sickness is easing up, and you're starting to feel more like yourself again, which is what happens for most people in the second trimester. Now, as soon as I say that, someone's going to say to me, that's not how it is for me. And girl, I get you, because I've been pregnant a lot. And out of my six pregnancies that ended in a live birth, I had mostly amazing second trimesters. Again, with Lainey, not so much. So this is a time that most of you guys are really going to cherish. And it's when you start to get excited, because it's not exciting when you're hovered over the white throne and the bowl of your toilet and puking. That's not exciting. Not at all. And even though for some of us, we try so hard to get pregnant, then we get pregnant and we feel like do, and we're hanging on the toilet, it doesn't feel so exciting. And then we're like, what the heck did I do to myself? Then we feel guilt. Then we feel shame. And it's just a bad cycle in the first trimester sometimes. And you can't keep your eyes open for nothing. So now as you're in the second and you're starting to feel excited and connections with this growing little baby inside of you, your body is unbelievable and it is doing so much work. So if your partner comes home or your mom calls you, your mother-in-law, and they're giving you grief about being tired, you need to turn around and say, hey, I was building a baby today. What did you do? Because you are really, really going to experience a lot of changes right now. You might even begin to see that your belly is starting to show more prominently, which is such a beautiful sign that baby is growing. And here's the thing, with that growth comes a marked need for comfort. I could not stand anything tight on my belly when I was pregnant, especially from about 9 weeks till about 25 weeks. No, I wanted nothing tight. And that might be because I was used to wearing scrubs, not so sure. But I really recommend that you do some research. And I'm going to link to our second trimester shop on Amazon. But I recommend that you get some good athletic leggings that will grow with you and make you feel good and look good as well. Because being comfortable and looking good means a lot to some of us, especially when our body is changing so much. And I just want to put that out there because it's okay if you're not feeling happy about the changes your body is going through. Some of my students have, we do a weekly hangout with our students every Wednesday with all our pregnant mamas. And my students tend to join earlier than most people join for birth classes because my class is really more of a pregnancy slash birth class and support system. And so I spend a lot of time with these moms, and quite a few of them really struggle with body image problems. Even maybe they had it before they were pregnant, or maybe they never had to worry about it. And now they're like, what is happening to my boobs? My nipples are getting darker. I look terrible. You don't quite look pregnant. So you feel like you look chubby or whatever it is that they're dealing with. And then they go on social media and they see all these people like glorifying and feeling great. And I love my pregnant body and I'm going to embrace it. And they don't feel that way. So I just want to tell you guys, if you feel different than what most people are saying you should feel, that's okay and that's normal. Come hang out with us. So remember, now is the time to start investing in some quality maternity wear, but think of it, what are they called, a clothing capsule? You don't need a lot, just a good couple, few pairs of pants and some shirts, and you're going to feel fantastic, and like a cute little dress. Emotionally, let's talk about that. This can be a period of ups and downs, as can all of pregnancy and postpartum. It's a normal experience to feel like a mix of excitement, but also anxiety. That's where I come in, girl. That's my magic sauce, helping you deal with that anxiety and fear. Because right now, like, you're looking at a future where you're actually raising and responsible for another human being. And that is heavy and big. So remember to take care of your mental health. It's just as important as your physical health. And if you've come to my Fearless Birth Experience or taken one of my free classes or you're part of my paid program, then you know part of my birth framework for my birth program is the mental side of birth and parenting and pregnancy, because you have to really work on that. Birth is 90% mental, 100% gonna say that till, that's funny, I say 90% the 100%, but what I mean is I 100% believe that birth is 90% mental. So really be focusing on your mental health. And then when it comes to your physical health, you might be feeling better now and able to do more. So don't go crazy all of a sudden again. Make sure you get clearance from your provider, but do some things that can center you, like yoga or reading or going on beautiful walks or connecting with other moms to be, which is why we do our weekly coaching as well, because it's funny, my students like get so close and then they fly and hang out with each other. And like this last weekend, I got to fly to Boston to go to one of my students' weddings, which was such an honor. Like, how many online class owners or class founders or class educators, whatever you want to call me, do you hear flying across the country to go to a wedding or a birth? That happens to me. And I got to meet two of my students because they became best friends in our weekly hangouts. And I got to meet one of my babies. Such an honor. Anyway, thank you again, Kayla. So I just want you guys to really realize that having connections with other moms to be can be super powerful. And you want ones that are behind you and ahead of you in life so that you guys can all learn from one another. Okay, let's talk about the baby bean and how that baby's growing. Let's talk about the star of the show. Your baby. So by weeks 14 to 16, the baby is really growing fast, like super fast. They're about the size of an avocado now, which I love. And their tiny little features are becoming more and more defined. They can frown, squint, and grimace, and suck their thumb, which is super cool. And that frowning and squinting and grimacing, you're going to be seeing for the rest of your parenting journey, just to give you a heads up. Their little heart is pumping about 25 quarts of blood each day, and they're starting to practice breathing, because remember, they're not going to breathe air till they come out. They're breathing and practicing by inhaling and exhaling amniotic fluid, which is just so fascinating. And here's the real gem of the day. You're going to start feeling some first movement soon. which we call quickening, is those first fluttery butterfly feelings that you feel. It's really weird. It feels like a gas bubble. Side note, when I was pregnant with Grayson, who's my youngest, a lot of you guys know my story, but my ex had a very tragic accident and had a traumatic brain injury and was in the ICU and then was at a brain facility in Atlanta called Shepherd Center, which, by the way, is incredible. They're amazing. And so I think I was about, oh gosh, was I 14 weeks when he fell? Something like that, 14, 15 weeks. We had just had our gender revealed like the weekend before. And so I was sitting in the ICU next to him. He's unconscious. He's on a breathing tube. He's on a feeding tube, all the things. And I felt Grayson move for the first time. And it was such a sign of promise and hope. And he's just my little angel. Anyway, so that's just a side note story for you guys. I don't know where that came from, but there you have it. It is a moment you'll never forget, that little nudge like, hey, mama, here I am. Here I am. And you sometimes really need to be still to be able to feel it, because it really does feel like little fluttering gas bubbles going through your stomach. So you'll know for sure eventually that's what you're feeling. So let's talk a little bit about your prenatal appointments. Around this time, you're going to start having prenatal visits that focus on your baby's growth and their health as well as your own. And these appointments are really good opportunities to start practicing advocating and speaking up and expressing concerns, asking questions. I know you're nervous. This is another part of the framework in my birth classes, because you may have all the knowledge in the world and you may have a solid mindset, but if you can't speak up and ask questions or say no or say yes, girl, that is not the power I want for you. Your healthcare provider may also discuss some more genetic screening tests with you to check for developmental issues. And remember, these tests are always optional. You do not have to do them. Just do what's right for you and your family. Don't let anyone pressure you one way or the other. So here's a couple questions you could ask at your 14 to 16 week checkup. How is my baby's growth and development progressing? What are the recommended nutritional supplements during this stage? And can you provide any advice on managing common symptoms like back pain or leg cramps? Those are some things that might start cropping up. So really just talk to your provider and utilize that resource. Okay, so some tips and tricks for a healthy pregnancy. Here's the deal. Nourishing your body, eating a healthy diet, and staying active are really key. So focus on a balanced diet that's rich in things that are coming from the ground, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. And if you're up for it, get out and do some movement. Find some movement that you love, whether it's gentle exercise like walking or maybe prenatal yoga, but something, because it honestly can help you feel so much better. It can help you with the exhaustion and it can help you with your mood. And it also preps you for birth, because that's important as well. And lastly, don't forget about self-care. You're so important. And I want you to start practicing honoring yourself now, because as a mom, you can get so wrapped up in taking care of your children that you forget that you are a unique person who needs to be cared for. And it can be challenging. So treat yourself kindly, go get a prenatal massage, spend a quiet evening with your friends, read a book, or just nap. Listen to your body and give it what it needs and honor the birth queen that you are, because you are a queen. You're amazing. Okay, so as we wrap up today's episode, remember this: every pregnancy is unique. So whether this is your first or your fourth, cherish the moments, journal, document, take some pictures of yourself, listen to your body, and don't hesitate to reach out to us for support. We answer all our DMs on Instagram. We do have a bot that goes insane. We call her Trish Bot. She's got a mind of her own. If you can get push past her, we will get to you. Just keep asking to chat with the team. And if you found today's episode helpful, please share it with other mamas and moms-to-be. And don't forget to hit subscribe so that you can get the latest episodes. And if you are feeling really generous, leave us a review. We do a prize at the end of every month and give away a prize to those who leave a review. So if you leave a review, shoot us an email, info@labornursemama.com, and say, hey, I left a review to be entered in that drawing. And if you're interested in diving deeper with me on your pregnancy journey, join my birth classes. We would love to hang out with you every week and get you so solid and ready for this baby that you're like just walking in there like a queen. Okay, have a great day. As always, a new episode drops every Friday morning. I'll see you again next Friday. Bye for now.